Lauren Bullard and fiancé Colin Hosking are millennials in their early 30s. They took classes at the Hawaii Home Ownership Center, and a year and a half later, they cashed in their savings for a $32,000 down payment on a condominium.
We felt it was a risk, especially using 401k and using my state retirement that came out of it, but we felt it was really our only way to get our foot into the market here. And then after that, we could use that house down the road, kind of make up for that risk we had taken.
Hosking is a social worker earning $57,000 a year. Bullard, a technical assistant, earns $52,000. But their first-time condominium purchase came with a big surprise.
We were thinking, okay, we're going to save money for furniture and closing costs are going to be $3,000. No, it was an eye-opener when we started talking to the escrow company and they came back with $12,000. We're like, what? It wasn't an expense that we had really understood or known about.
Saving enough money to cover purchase costs can be challenging, especially when housing prices continue to rise. State Office of Planning Director Leo Assumption says building rental and for sale housing at a steady pace throughout the state is part of the solution.
I could easily say 22,500 affordable rental housing statewide goal. We may be able to accommodate it all on Oahu. But that just means Maui not going to have, the other neighbor islands not going to have, and they're going to fall into the same affordable housing need cycle that we're going through.
Economics professor Carl Bonham agrees. He says the high-rise cycle on Oahu appears to be ending, but continuing to build affordable housing now when prices are on the rise should be the goal. He also says state leaders should look at affordable housing from a statewide perspective.
On Oahu, what we're waiting for is Ho'opili. I mean, they've started, and Koa Ridge is still doing infrastructure work. You know, those projects will take 10, 15 years, maybe even longer. The thing that's different right now is that the neighbor islands haven't been building. In the last cycle, the neighbor islands represented about 2/3 of all construction. And right now, they've barely budged off of their lows from post-Great Recession.
Meanwhile, Bullard and Hosking are saving as much as they can. They put off their wedding, they're keeping their 12-year-old truck, and looking forward to moving with their dog, Jack, to their new place next summer.
We got a one-bedroom. It's 473 square feet, and it's overlooking the building next door, so there's nothing really there. But it's going to be in a great neighborhood in Ward, Kaka'ako area, so that's going to be fun.
We're really excited. I mean, we put a lot of money down on it, but the build didn't start until January of this year. Kind of felt like we just gave somebody a bunch of money and didn't really know what we were doing. But now the construction started and we're starting to see a physical thing being built there, and we're getting more excited every time we drive past.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.